The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Wednesday, and William Gein is up first off, and we have a lot of things going on here, certainly behind the scenes, not necessarily in front of the camera. There's a lot of intrigue. These people are playing a lot of games. There are all kinds of devious things underway. Hello, William. Welcome back. Talking about the presidential sweepstakes here, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just gets wilder every day. I mean, now Kamala wants a border wall.
Oh, she I wonder which shoe she puts on first. This is ridiculous.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have been fervently against the border wall for years and years and years and years. And first she stole Trump's no tax on tips.
Yeah.
Then Trump said he was going to push for a $5,000 tax credit for child tax credit. She comes out with her $6,000 child tax, you know, because what's another $1,000 to Kamala? Just, you know, kick on the printing machine. And then now she wants a border wall. Anything that Trump says she wants too. So there's no need to vote for Trump, you see. You can just vote for Kamala and her border wall. And the people of America, even if you're people that, I mean, I think what we really need is people who usually vote Democrat to not do it. Please, God, don't do it. Don't do it this time. The only way to really stop illegal migrant voters, which 80% of us oppose, is to not vote Democrat. The only way to get inflation.
That's a good approach. That's practical.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not asking that they come over all the way to Donald Trump or Republican land or anything like that, you know, but the only way
just
to get inflation under control is don't vote Democrat.
No, I agree.
The only way to LGBTQ craziness vote Democrat.
Have you ever seen more lies and deceit over a shorter period of time and what we're watching from the National Democrat Communist Party? It's amazing to me.
It is full-blown communism. I mean, price controls. She's going to put price controls on meds and groceries. You know, who would be clapping for that? Khrushchev, Castro.
Joe Stalin couldn't have done any better. This is true. Yeah.
Every single price controls are so closely associated with communism, and every time that a communist government did price controls, it failed. It led to shortages and famines and problems. And
communism, but, socialism, they all fail all the time. Never works.
You know, and it's amazing. The government's going to build, they're going to build 3 million houses and give people, give to illegals. And it's like, what?
Let's call them invaders. If you, once in a while, slip that word in. Because they are
illegal invaders. Illegal invaders are going to get part of the 3 million homes that the federal government is somehow going to build.
And tell our listeners what's going on in California regarding home ownership for invaders. If you, if you're up to speed on that.
Yeah, they've set aside blah 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 $1 billion for them.
Yep.
And then up in Massachusetts, one of the bloggers we support, Actual Justice Warrior, has got a video I sent over to you. I'm going to post it across our social media a little bit later. But the title ought to just tell you what's going on: American kids kicked off bus for migrants.
And I know.
This is a story from Staunton, Massachusetts. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Stoughton, Staunton, Massachusetts, where due to funding shortages, because the state of Massachusetts is close to going completely broke because they're over $1 billion.
That's another liberal. That's extremely liberal territory now, New England. All the states up there are in trouble.
And they pumped all these migrants in. Well, when they ran out of funding for the little American kids of Staunton, Massachusetts, the state sent in money for the migrants only. So they're busing the migrants to school, but the buses are rolling right past the American kids. The American kids, little kids, are having to walk to school in the dark at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning because they've kicked them out. And you know what? You ought to see what they got planned for every one of us right there, folks. They give these migrants, they're the chosen ones. They're here for this purpose. And you and your little kids, you know, you built these school systems all your lives. Your parents and your grandparents paid into these systems and these tax systems to build these schools and institutions and universities. Whatever, and illegal alien, illegal invader migrants are rolling past your kids on a bus that you're, that American kids can't get on. And I wish I was making that stuff up. I wish I was just a hater of brown people that came up with creative ways to lie about them. I wish that was it, Jeff. I really wish that was it. I would prefer that I be a paranoid schizophrenic who believes outlandish things that have no basis in reality whatsoever than for that to be true about those American school buses rolling right past the American kids in Massachusetts. But it's happening.
California State Senate has approved a bill. Now, I guess it's still pending in the Assembly. It'll get approved there, too, and then Newsom will sign it. The bill gives invaders what they're calling a lottery system under the program that gives a 20% free home down payment assistance to each one of them, up to $150,000, and then a mortgage, which they allegedly will maintain thereafter. They're going to give them $150,000 to buy a home. Invaders, what about Americans? This is all over. See, California is gone communist. It's gone. It's not coming back.
Well, and they're going to print that money
grand.
To do it. They're going to print that money to do it. So anything
of
you've
course.
Saved, anything
they have
you've
no money.
Accommodated,
it's all fraud.
Is going to get just liquidated.
It's science fiction. You got it. It's crazy.
But we've got about 70-something days left to do something about it, and it may be physically impossible because of the number of non-citizens and illegals that are planning on voting for Democrat, and the Democrats plan on having them voting. But we've got some movement there. Greg Abbott in Texas has raided the offices of several Soros groups that he's accusing of being catching them registering non-citizens.
Right.
We've got ALIPAC activists this week who are calling and squawking at officials all across Arizona. And some people, I want to address that real quick. They're like, well, why are you calling Katie Hobbs in Arizona? You know she's not going to do anything. Let me tell you why we're doing it. And it's one of the things that you need to understand as part of, you know, there's a chance that we are going to squawk and we're going to scream and say, stop, we know you're stealing the election of non-citizens of voters, and they're going to take that big old globalist steamroller and just plow right over us and our children anyway. Because that's how they feel about us. They obviously don't care for our well-being, but there's a chance that if enough people call these officials in Arizona and circulate this information we're talking about on this show and communicate it to other people, there's a chance that the elites who are doing this are going to be like, you know that Supreme Court case and whatnot, if if Harris carries Arizona by like 10 or 20,000 votes, this place is going to be like floor. Your awareness, each single person that is listening to this show who is aware of the Democratic plot to take full and permanent control of the United States forevermore and probably kill millions before it's all said and done in 75 days is another unit that isn't going to vote Democrat. That's the theme of the show tonight. Don't vote Democrat. Don't do it. But for every person that you accurately inform about this information, every lawmaker that you call and say, oh, I'm hearing from people, these people know about it. That's the message to Arizona tonight. We're calling to carry the message, hey, numbskulls, we're aware of the Supreme Court decision that you got to get those 42,331 non-verified non-citizens off your voter rolls right now before this election. Katie Hobbs, Democrat, doesn't want to remove them because you want to benefit from them.
No.
We know what you're doing. So now that we know, be a good cockroach and scurry back under the furnishings or something when the light comes on, right? I mean, Jeff, you've seen this stuff over the years. Sometimes exposure of something diffuses the bomb. Sometimes exposing the plot makes it stop or delay or go away.
Yeah,
and so, you know, shows like this and the new freedom on Twitter, I went through my phone this past weekend, and every person I know to be a conservative of varying ages, I said, get on Twitter. Follow Elon Musk. Follow any candidates you like. Get on Twitter because it's the only place we have a shot. And here's something on that. You know, it can be argued, and argued well, that Joe Biden won his office because of the censorship on all social media platforms of the Hunter Biden laptop story.
It played a very big role in it, no doubt.
Yep, which was censored at government behest. And that information, along with several other stories, and the recent, I hope everybody out there has heard Mark Zuckerberg's apology.
I know.
But Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that the federal government pushed his company and his company employees to censor
Poor
people.
Poor Marky. He didn't have the backbone to stand up, so he caved in.
Well, you know what?
That's our sympathy.
Hey, better late than never, okay? And I'll take it. 75 days before this election, I'll take it.
Talk's cheap. You know what? Let's see what he does on his platform.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's not cheap talk when one of the richest people on the planet and the owner of the most influential, if not the top three most influential media, social media companies in the world. The founder and owner of the most influential media or social media company in the world just came out 75 days before an election. So in this election environment we're all dealing with, and told us all that the United States government violated the First Amendment rights of Americans on Facebook. Okay, our government violated the United States Constitution clearly, because they clearly know that in the very First Amendment that they're not supposed to restrict anybody's speech, and they did it, and it's been admitted to. Now, he also says that he wants Facebook to be neutral, and it's in the best interest of business, and hopefully he's making some changes in there, because if the censorship, the heavy censorship on Facebook, was to be mitigated towards fairness at all between now and Election Day, Kamala Harris is up you know what creek. But the reason I bring up the Biden laptop story is, Jeff, you know, something could happen tomorrow, 2 days before the election, 2 weeks before the election, 2 months before the election, that's a complete game changer. Another Hunter Biden laptop story could emerge. They can't stop it now. Because of what Elon Musk has done and what's happening on Twitter, they can't stop it. But you're not part of the action if you don't have a little Twitter account on your phone or on your laptop or your PC, so you can go there and click around a little bit and say, ooh, look, that story's more powerful than Hunter Biden's laptop. Son. Turns out Kamala Harris is on a video smoking a crack pipe with Marion Barry in D.C. and dancing, you know, on veteran graves. Look at that, a video of Kamala smoking a crack pipe and dancing on dead veterans. Woo! Could change everything, but only if enough people are supporting X Twitter, enough people are in the networks to be able to share that thing, because CBS, ABC, the most powerful companies in the world are all going to try to stop it like they did. They in 2020, they stopped images of Hunter Biden engaging in sexual activities with underage girls while smoking crack pipes. And it would have changed the outcome of the election, but it was censored, and the federal government, the FBI, censored it. Now, they can't do that because we have this opportunity. So I encourage people to get you an account. Find at AliPack, please. Come follow us, even though we're still shadow banned. We're operating it at ALIPAC. And I will say follow Elon Musk, because I don't know if you looked at his tweets, Jeff, but he is on to some really important stuff. Musk is really hammering the free speech issue, which we is uniting people, and now I would say to two of the biggest things that happened since the last time we talked is RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard endorsing Trump, and I would also say that the most people who have heard that information or what they had to say unfiltered have been on Twitter. And of course, I'm not endorsing anything and everything about RFK Jr., and I'm not endorsing anything and everything that's ever been said or done about Tulsi Gabbard. I am speaking, and I hate to have to speak in legalese, because you know how it is in mass audiences. People are like, oh, that Tulsi Gabbard, she's, you know, terrible because of issue X. Tulsi Gabbard is saying that she's endorsing Trump and that she's leaving that she's, main message, not voting Democrat because the world or the United States is closer to the verge of nuclear Armageddon and war right now than we have ever been. Is that not true?
I would say so.
Okay.
So my word on Tulsi is that she's right now working with Trump on the debate. She's giving him a lot of pointers, tips, rehearsing him over and over again, so he, if the debate even comes off, the camel doesn't want to do the first one. We'll see. But if she does end up debating him, I can't imagine her putting together a coherent sentence or two without really stopping and thinking. Or
well, a lot of people are speculating that debate will never happen.
That's honestly my sense too. Here, let me tell you something about RFK Jr. There was a story, and it went away real quick, that he had approached the camel and the Democrats to try to get a position in her administration in the cabinet in order to justify him supporting her. That was the deal. That story was renounced by him about two or three days later, and it went away. And then he went to Trump. Now, I think who's behind that is Nicole Shanahan, RFK Jr.'s former vice presidential partner on the ticket, that independent ticket. Do you know much about Nicole Shanahan?
Very little. I've seen her. She seems to be very articulate.
Nicole Shanahan. Do you know who she was married to?
Mm-mm.
This is big stuff. People should know this. She was married for 5 years to Google co-founder Sergey Brin.
Sergey, wow, okay.
And divorced him and walked away with a cool $1 billion. B as
wow.
In billion. She's a 38-year-old California native. I can't find what her nationality is. I've looked and looked for it. I don't know what it is. Looks like Asian, perhaps, something. At any rate, she worked as a lawyer in Silicon Valley. She went to University of Puget Sound, got her law degree. What the hell was it? Somewhere in California. Then she got into politics. She finalized her divorce from Brin, and I said, walked away with $1 billion. Now, that's just part of it. During their five-year marriage, Shanahan attended parties with other tech executives in Silicon Valley, where she consumed apparently enormous amounts of recreational drugs, including cocaine, ketamine, and psychedelic mushrooms. This according to the New York Times. Take it for what it's worth. I'm just reporting what I see here. One of the drug parties she was at, she went so deeply into it that she apparently ended up in the hospital on an IV trying to recover from the amount of drugs that she had consumed. This is all, apparently, this New York Post, pretty good paper. So
well,
you figure it out.
Silicon Valley is full of psychonauts and,
yes.
And
yes.
Microdosers and people who are into both recreational and enhancement type things and theories, where some of them actually believe that microdosing on different hallucinogens leads to better working and stuff like that. And I'm not saying, and I subscribe to any of it, of course.
Here I found it. Let me find
the environment she was in.
Yeah, I found it. I won't give her a pass. She's in it. She's an adult. She's making decisions. Her choice. Her partying escalated, this New York Post, to the point that she needed an IV infusion after a night of heavy consumption of drugs and alcohol at an event in Miami in 2021. She's hanging around with Elon Musk's brother. I think his name is Kimball. They both took ketamine, and allegedly, according to witnesses, they disappeared for several hours. She admitted later that they were involved sexually during that timeout. And it just goes on and on. It's another soap opera. I think she's the reason that RFK Jr. went to Trump. She used to describe herself as a progressive, totally progressive. Now she's mouthing, we need a wall at the border. She's talking 180 degrees differently. So she's a player. Don't forget that.
A lot of people did not hear, or were not allowed to hear, what Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. said. And I'm going to try to, and basically what she said, that we've talked about on this show how concerned we are about nuclear war and this Ukraine BS, and she comes, and Gabbard comes out, and if I understand her correctly, says, hey, we all have a lot of different opinions. You guys probably have a lot of different opinions than me on this stuff, and I disagree with Donald Trump on some things and whatnot, but right now, if I have to pick which issue is important, not seeing the United States cities and towns turned into radioactive dust for thousands of years is a top priority of mine, and let's pull back from that. That's where you are, people. You're on the edge of nuclear Armageddon.
Right.
And if you want to do something about it, take it from Tulsi Gabbard, a current or former Democrat. Don't vote Democrat. Now, RFK Jr., his main thing is MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. And he's talking about big corporations not being properly regulated by the government that are putting all sorts of evil stuff in the food supply that's got 70% of our population obese and over 50% of children with chronic diseases. He wants to enter a Trump administration to do something to make Americans healthier again. It's exactly the type of stuff we've been talking on the Jeff Rentz program for a long time. And there's RFK representing on it. It was good to hear it, good to see it. I had no idea a week or two back talking on this show about maltodextrin and chloroquat and gay frog, aspirine, that suddenly that we would have a candidate emerge that was in the mainstream media. Now, one last thing, because I hear the music, I know where to go, but, RFK, his endorsement of Trump, both CNN and Fox, cut his interview short and panned back to the pundits.
Right. All right.
Didn't let him say,
hold on.
Famous moment in history, and we're going to pan away now.
All right, we'll pan right back in just a few minutes with William. Hang on as we continue. All right, welcome back. Talking with William at alipack.us. Here's a little quickie for you, a little video clip with Vance talking about the Arlington National Cemetery plaque that popped up, I guess it was last week. And he's getting stronger in his condemnation of the camel and the communists. So Mr. Vance is earning, apparently, a little more respect out there. Here's a little bit of a clip at the end.
Do her job, and there hasn't been a single investigation or a single firing. I don't look, sometimes mistakes happen, That's just the nature of government, the nature of military service. But to have those 13 Americans lose their lives and not fire a single person is disgraceful. Kamala Harris is disgraceful. We're going to talk about a story out of those 13 brave, innocent Americans who lost their lives. It's that Kamala Harris is so asleep at the wheel that she won't even do an investigation into what happened, and she wants to yell at Donald Trump because he showed up. She can go to hell.
All right. Well, J.D. has taken the gloves off, at least.
That's
she can
right.
go to hell.
That's yeah. right. Fight, fight,
we do have some
fight.
Breaking yeah, news yeah, from yeah, the Supreme
yeah,
Court.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting. It's a freak show. It's a sideshow. It's a carnival act, a bad one at that. Just hold on to your hats because September 18th is coming up very quickly. That's going to be a milestone or a millstone. Certainly going to be a blockbuster.
Happens?
Trump gets sentenced. 34 felony convictions by Judge Merchan.
Okay.
We'll see what Merchan does. He could actually remand him to custody right in court. He could.
Well, actually, I mean, if he does, I mean, Trump wins. I mean, if they put Trump in a jail cell, there's just no way to... His popularity is going to go up.
Remember what Merchan said, though, several months ago. He said, the sentencing is coming up. I don't know. I guess it was the same date. I'm not sure. It was taken off calendar and put back on. He said the sentencing will be on September 18th, if that's what he said. I think he did. If it's still necessary. That's a direct quote. If it is still necessary. What the hell does that mean? How do you drop all the charges when someone's been convicted of 34 felonies? The only person who can do that would be Biden. So I don't know what the judge meant by that.
Jeff,
but we'll see.
Would you agree that if the Democrats win on November 5th, that all of those lawfare people that we're talking about who have been chewing on Trump, I mean, they'll keep kicking Trump's corpse around a bit, but don't you think they're all going to be looking for new targets? They're not going to go away.
Yes.
They're not going to stop.
Yeah. And if
they're going to be looking for new targets. So I want people to think about that, okay?
Yeah. And if they need
because
to think about a lot of
new,
things.
New people to do it to.
If Trump is put in prison and somehow he is not able to, or the party decides that he should step aside. Don't laugh. Anything's possible now. You've got Tulsi Gabbard in there, obviously presidential material. They could elevate Vance, put her in second place. They've got something. It's rumored that RFK Jr. will become attorney general under a Trump administration. That's one of the rumors running around now. Anyway, the point is there's a lot on the table that could happen between now and the selection day of November 5th.
Well, an RFK as CIA director, junior as CIA director would be awesome, and Tucker Carlson asked him about that, and it was a very interesting conversation, and I'm going to paraphrase what I recall from watching Tucker's interview with RFK Jr. He right. asked him if he would serve as a CIA director, and he said that he would, but he didn't think he could clear Senate confirmation. RFK Jr. said that there are several very powerful committees in the Senate that are mm-hmm. the guardians of the corruption inside of the intelligence agencies. And that he doesn't think that he would be able to get past those committees because he's so dangerous to them. However, apparently another one of Trump's unfortunately broken campaign promises was that Trump promised or said that he was going to declassify all the JFK assassination stuff in his first term.
You know why
not.
He said he didn't do it? He gave an excuse. He said it was so horrible it would damage the nation. That's what he said.
Well, and apparently the guy who talked him out of it was Mike Pompeo, who Tucker right. believes is a criminal. Mike Pompeo... And RFK Jr. was describing that. He said the last of the people who were alive and involved around that stuff had passed away in recent years. So
they're all gone.
They're not protecting any living people.
No.
He
no.
believes that it's the survival of the institution itself. And so apparently there's some things that are so bad. And when you think about what could be so bad, that it could be a threat to
the Central Intelligence Agency
regarding the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Well, there's only a couple of things that could be that
bad. What would you think? What do you think would be that bad? I can tell you a couple, but what are your ideas?
Same thing we've seen throughout. The CIA kills people or allows people to be killed or
works through proxies. Take it one step further.
I think the suggestion
the suggestion by them not wanting to declassify is that the federal government had something to do with the assassination of a president.
Of course it did. Not the whole federal government, but certainly the CIA. Now, here, who runs the CIA? Come on, let's be honest here. Who runs this country? Let's be honest. It's called Israel. And David Ben-Gurion is the man who refused JFK's demands that Dimona be inspected routinely and regularly. And JFK said, you are not going to have the nuclear bomb. And Ben-Gurion quit, focused on JFK's removal, and 3 months later or thereabout, JFK was dead. That's probably what's in the story, if the papers haven't been augmented and changed.
In that vein, RFK Jr., one of the top reasons he said that he endorsed Donald Trump is that Donald Trump is going to end the neocon wars, and that's what Ukraine definitely and Gaza
Donald
really
Trump
are.
Trump will
they're
be...
They're neocon wars.
What happened in Butler, Pennsylvania? They had it all set that Donald Trump's head with his MAGA cap was going to blow into a million pieces on HD video. It would have been just another JFK assassination, but bigger because of the timing. He got lucky, apparently. It was a botched operation. I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just telling you, this is a big, big issue. Trump now knows that if he steps out of line, he's toast.
I know that we've discussed this on the last three programs we've been on together. You believe that Trump is going to be controlled and manipulated out of fear of being murdered, and I am leaning more towards the who knows what he's going to do. If somebody tried to kill me, right, I might try to play it cool and act like I would get along and that type of stuff till I got into office, and then I would hunt him down because you never wound a king or queen because they will come back and exterminate you. So, you know, we shall see. It's all guessing. Right now, with 75 days left or whatever it is we have very limited amount of time to focus in on the issues and the verbiage and the activities and the
actions. How are your people, how are the Alipac legions out there, your army, your soldiers, your patriots, how are they responding to all this? What are you hearing from your good people out there? And you got a lot of them.
Well, right now, I mean, they've been calling the people in Arizona and having mixed results getting through to different offices, but some of them are having conversations with staffers and now calling the Arizona lawmakers and the General Assembly and the Arizona Senate saying, hey, glad you passed this law to get the non-citizens off the ballots, but you haven't done it, and you need to do something because the Supreme Court's telling you to do it, because the main thing that's going to happen is Hobbs and them are going to try to drag their feet. So we're trying to stir things up. People are making the calls. Now, we got some trickling donations come in, and I just wanted to mention real quick, I don't want to focus on fundraising very long, but we're about 3 days away from the end of the month, and we're very close to being able to pay for everything that we've done, but we've got a very generous donor who's offering a $500 match, so anybody out there that can spare $10, it'll be doubled to $20, $20 to $40 at alipac.us/donations/, and we need the boost, because right now we don't have enough to finish paying for the month of August and our national operation. So if you like what we're trying to do to get non-citizens off the ballot, if you like what we're trying to do to influence people to not vote Democrat, and I think that that's going to be what you hear a lot from me. Don't vote Democrat. We can call it, you know, Democrat down or whatever we want to do it. We need to just start putting it out there that this election needs to be a repudiation of the Democrats. They completely deserve
it. Let's tell it like it is. Communists. These are communists. The Democrat Party is now the Democrat Communist Party of the formerly United States. That's my take. Not speaking for anybody else. These are communists. These people are socialists. They are death to a system that we have or had, a constitutional republic. Go ahead.
I think the corruption and the cheating and everything out there on many different levels is so bad that if we came anywhere close to a fair election, the Democrats would be wiped out in a way that would be similar to what the Democrats did to Republicans back in the 1930s. Back in the 1930s, the Republicans took the rap for the bad state of the country and the economy and the collapse of the markets and everything so bad that it created the FDR coalition, which dominated U.S. politics for, 40 years? The Democrats dominated U.S. politics from the 1930s, 40s, 50s.
They weren't the same party 60s. That they are now. They weren't overt communists. Not then.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that when the country gets so messed up, so bad, there can be a repudiation that creates an entirely new Democrat. My family were all Democrats, and they were part of the FDR coalition. They were pro-labor. They worked in the woodworking industry, and the Democratic Party used to talk a lot about working men and women and wages
JFK.
And
was JFK a communist?
Safety.
No. There's a different party. Whole different ethos. The Democrats of the 60s, the 50s, no, it was a different party.
In a completely different party. And if you went back, you know, and it's a different party than when I was involved with the Democrats back in the 90s. It's different than my grandmother and everybody was involved. And if you went back and you told Democrats from the last century some of the stuff the Democratic Party of today was for, illegal immigration, genital mutilation and chemical castration of children, war in Ukraine against Russia, risking a nuclear Armageddon.
Yeah, let's talk about the genocide in Gaza and now the West Bank.
The Jews
have invaded the West Bank, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it yet. They have invaded. They're going to drive all the Palestinians out of those towns and cities that they built. It's their land. It's what's left of their land. So the West Bank, remember, Miriam Adelson gave Donald Trump $100 million. And the only string to it was that the West Bank be cleansed of Palestinians. Think about it.
Well, I think that there's enough things that unify Americans on like a 70-80% level. And I don't think that, you know, I think
you know
that
what would have unified America, William, which I'm watching very carefully, and I haven't heard any talk of this for probably a couple months now, that Donald Trump and his administration was going to immediately begin work on deporting every single illegal alien in this country. That's his promise. He made it. It's a matter of record. So let's see what happens. My take is after Butler, Pennsylvania.
You're talking about for the 2024 elections.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he was saying 20 million. JD Vance was saying 20 million deportations.
Yeah, he said everyone.
Recently, Trump started talking about bringing in more people. And
see, that's a reversal. That's after Butler, Pennsylvania. Remember.
And I hope he watches what he says and watches what he does, because I know the people who are working on him to say things like that. And if he does that, he will completely implode his chances. He went to the front of the pack over Biden, and I pointed out on this very program that within 2 to 3 weeks of promising massive historic level deportations, Donald Trump took the lead and stayed in the lead. Every point after that, any type of weakness, any type of amnesty, any type of, and you got to listen to it in his language. Sometimes it worries me because, like, we're still going to let people come in, but they're not going to be your rapists and your killers.
We're going to get the rapists and killers out. Position change, and it happened after Butler.
All illegals must go. You can prioritize the rapists and killers.
That's right.
But all illegals must go, and that's what the law says, that's what the Constitution says, that's what a majority of our citizens say, that's what Ali Pak's main...
When he said, bring people in, we need people, that to me said, that was a defining moment. The watershed moment was the Butler attempted assassination.
Well, he said something weird. He said we got to bring people in for this AI thing, and I don't understand
now
that.
That's crazy. That's
what was AI require bringing in more people? Then he mentioned farmers.
It's
so,
nothing to do with it. I don't know what that's about.
No, the only way that the United States can defuse this bomb that's been this demographic bomb that's been placed to wreck us and take over the country without firing a shot is for the illegals to go home, and then the legal immigrants we need to like really get on top of them like a hawk. If they get caught up in anything like that covert Chinese weapons lab in California, I don't care if you are illegal. The law states if you're a legal immigrant, but you commit a felony or you pose a risk to national security, your butt's out of here. So they need to go, too, because China is preparing to fight a war against us on the ground inside the United States. And that's how deep of a trap we're into.
That Waltz has been to communist China over 30 times. So where is Walt's? CCP membership card in his wallet? I would suggest there may be one. Just joking about the card, but the idea is clear. He's been influenced by the Chinese. And
clearly.
The guy's a creep.
He took his wedding something there?
Something. I think, wasn't
Wall,
he? Yeah,
on
he,
walls,
maybe he did.
China.
Yeah. I don't think first of all, the 18th, the camel may implode. She's getting to be pushed up so high now, they're setting her up for a potential crash. That may happen with Walls. If they had picked somebody that could do more harm to a legitimate campaign, which hers is not, it would be, I can't imagine anybody worse than Walls. The guy's horrible by every measure.
Well, when you go to China all the time and you come back and you talk about fixing prices and government taking over home building and all this other stuff, it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, you know, smells like a duck, looks like a duck. Yeah. It's a duck, and I mean, these people are full on communist, and they think that they could just be so flagrant about it. You know, and they're doing a bit of the, you know, Kamala still won't really, she's got some interview with CNN planned out, and I didn't get a chance to look at it, but apparently the rules of engagement got leaked out, and it's quite embarrassing, the different concessions CNN made to her to make it a softball kind of thing. It's very similar to Biden's last run. Keep them in the basement.
They gave him the questions. They gave his advance team the questions. He had them. They knew. But what they did is they pushed him out there without his proper injection of amphetamine or whatever they're giving him, knowing he'd fail. He crashed and burned. That was intentional.
Letter
that was issued, hold on, that letter that was issued with his auto signature attached to it wasn't him. That's Barry Obama. Obama was behind that. They got him out thinking that they'd go to the convention. They expected an open convention, and they thought that Michelle would walk into the spotlight and carry the nomination away. It didn't happen. That's what they were banking on. That's my take on it.
I think he was told to not go to the debate, to not go out there, and he did it anyway, and they let the magic fail. They're like, okay, you know, if you're not going to listen to us, if you're too old and crotchety to not take instructions anymore and be our complete puppet because you got your own idea about how you're going to do things.
Instead of whatever they gave him
at the...
Remember the State of the Union? He was sky high. Whatever they gave him chemically, they didn't give him the same thing for the debate. They let him crash. And then they put that fake letter out, I'm resigning from the campaign. No, he didn't do that. He's still furious. I think Obama's behind this. That's my guess. He thought Michelle was going to walk right in.
I love just being a fly on the wall when they told him that they put the letter out. And he's like, I didn't sign any letters. Like, do you really want to go tell people that? Do you want to be the guy that steps out and tell everybody that, you know, that that's not your signature? Is that what you want to do? Because we'll shoot you, old man. Listen, like Henry Kissinger. If you're an old man or woman and you got a head full of secrets, well, you better be careful. The best thing you better do is take up painting, quilting, whatever, and go sit on the side of a lake somewhere sipping your coffee. Because if you start getting on TV with a head full of secrets and you are no longer reliable...
No, you're gone. That's what I say. They don't hesitate to kill people. A plane could go down any time. It's so pathetically easy, and the controllers of this planet don't care about human life anymore. It's all a chessboard, and they own the game. They're playing both sides of the board.
Well, I tell you one type of life they certainly don't care for, and that's white Christians.
And I would say to our Christian Zionists out there, 45 million of you, I would urge all of you to back up a little bit and take another look at this whole issue of being a Christian Zionist. Understand what's really going on here. We got 45 million of them, and they're not helping us.
Well, I think views are changing rapidly, Jeff, and you never know. And it's very important that we all keep the door open, because right now I'll take all the help that we can get to get people to not vote Democrat. I'll take. We already got strange bedfellows with Gabbard and RFK Jr. working with Trump. So politics makes strange bedfellows, and we need the widest coalition possible. And we need to all think about that, because we don't need to alienate anybody that would otherwise possibly consider not voting for Democrat. And we also need to be calculating about that, about what we say and what we write and what we do, as in the Soros group swinging in and taking it and trying to convince other people that, you know, they shouldn't collate with us or work with us, because that's what they do, and they're very successful about it. And I just don't believe in handing them any ammunition. You know, if people are going to try to shoot at you, don't hand them the ammunition to do it. We got to fight hard. We got to fight smart. We got to apply our limited attention, time, and resources. And we don't have a lot of time left, you know, but we're getting it done. And all the folks out there that are listening to this program, the people out there who are sharing this program, the people out there who are trying to donate and volunteer and make the calls and get on Twitter or do just something. You know, I think the key thing is do something. Everybody needs to help them to save America. Everybody should try to do something, as long as it's not. Try to do something, Jeff, but don't vote.
Hey, if the Democrats, the communist Democrats, are installed, the constitutional republic is dead. And I'm not speaking for William or Ali Pack. So that's what's at stake here.
Well, we don't have a constitutional republic. When our government willfully violates the First Amendment by having social media censor our citizens, we don't have a constitutional republic. That constitution and those words, they mean very little. And in reality, and like what really happens, very little.
Trump's missing the boat. He should be talking about the Constitution and how we need to defend it and protect it to the very end. And he's not talking like that. So we'll see. He's sending money to Israel. He still stands as the great godfather of the vaccines. We know now that all-cause mortality is going up, up, up. And those shots are doing what they were designed to do. Okay, William, thank you. And if any of you can afford a little donation, push some money that way. You're getting your best possible bang for the dollar here with AliPack.us. Thanks, William. All right. Okay, we're going to pause and come back. I'm going to rerun next hour the program from last Friday with Erica, where it came to pass that there are two patents, at least DARPA patents, which prove absolutely that the nasal swab tests can easily transmit a virus or almost any bioweapon to the person receiving the test. This is a big program, and I want you to hear it again. That's coming up next.